Bowles, brother. Carroll House, Tacoma Park, Maryland. April 26th, 1904. Dear Brother Bowles, I have received your letter and will try to answer it, but I wish first to thank you for your kindly remembrance of me. The oranges that you sent by my son were indeed very acceptable. We enjoyed them all the way and gave some to our fellow passengers. Many of the largest we kept for our friends in Washington. You ask my advice in regard to your future plans and how best to carry out your desire to labor for the spiritual welfare of your fellow men. The Lord knows what is best for us all. You can speak words in season to those with whom you are brought in contact wherever you are. A man may do much good wherever he is placed. While caring for your fruit, you may commune with God. You can keep your mind uplifted in prayer and may be constantly growing in grace. I have always looked with great interest upon the work in Los Angeles and in San Diego, hoping that right moves would be made and that the sanitarium work might be established in these important places. Every year, large numbers of tourists visit these places, and I have longed to see men moved by the Holy Spirit meeting these people with the message borne by John the Baptist. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 2. This is he that was spoken of by Esaias, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Verse 3. Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan went out to hear John the Baptist, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Verses 5, 6. Just such a work as this can be done today in Southern California. The Lord has ordained that memorials for him shall be established in many places. He has presented before me buildings away from the cities and suitable for our work, which can be purchased at a low price. We must take advantage of the favorable openings for sanitarium work in Southern California, where the climate is so favorable for this work. It is the Lord's purpose that sanitariums shall be established in Southern California, and that from these institutions shall go forth the light of truth for this time. By them the claims of the true Sabbath are to be presented, and the third angel's message proclaimed. Institutions in which medical missionary work can be done are to be regarded as especially essential to the advancement of the Lord's work. The sick and suffering are to be relieved, and then, as opportunity offers, they are to be given instruction in regard to the truth for this time. Thus we can bring present truth before a class of people who could be reached in no other way. I hope that you will not encourage our brethren to think that when you sell your orange orchard, you will use all the money you receive for it in lifting the debt on the Fernando School. I am not certain that it would be best for one person to take the entire burden of lifting the school debt. There are many who would receive rich blessings in helping to free the school from its indebtedness. Christ's Object Lessons was donated to our schools to free them from debt, and if all would do their part in selling this book, the debts on our schools would be lifted. Each one in attendance at the school should make strenuous efforts to pay his way through school. Each family throughout the conference should act its part in helping the school. Christ designs that all shall assist in advancing the educational work. All our people should make self-denying efforts to free our schools from financial embarrassment. If the brethren will accept counsel and will walk in simplicity and self-distrust, a way will be found out of the difficulties that now exist. There is a special work to be done at this time, a work of great importance. Light has been given me that a sanitarium should be established near Los Angeles in some rural district. For years, the need of such an institution has been kept before our people in Southern California. Had the brethren there heeded the warnings given by the Lord to guard them from making mistakes, they would not now be tied up as they are. But they have not followed the instruction given. They have not gone forward in faith to establish a sanitarium near Los Angeles. The buildings secured for this work should be out of the cities, in the country, so that the sick may have the benefit of outdoor life. By the beauty of flower and field, their minds will be diverted from themselves, from their aches and pains, and they will be led to look from nature to the God of nature, who has provided so abundantly the beauties of the natural world. The convalescent can lie in the shade of the trees, and those who are stronger can, if they wish, work among the flowers, doing just a little at first, and increasing their efforts as they grow stronger. Working in the garden, gathering flowers and fruit, listening to the birds praising God, the patients will be wonderfully blessed. Angels of God will draw near to them. They will forget their sorrows. Melancholy and depression will leave them. The fresh air and sunshine and the exercise taken will bring them life and vitality. The wearied brain and nerves will find relief. Good treatment and a wholesome diet will build them up and strengthen them. They will feel no need for health-destroying drugs or for intoxicating drink. It is the purpose of God that a sanitarium shall be established at some suitable place near Los Angeles. This institution is to be managed carefully and faithfully by men who have clear spiritual discernment and who have, also, financial ability. Men who can carry the work forward successfully as faithful stewards. We are to labor under the counsel of the great master workman. In his strength, human beings can and will follow a course of action that will win souls to Christ. The Lord is best pleased when his work is carried on in the most successful way. As union is strength, there should be organized companies to carry such responsibilities as human agencies can carry. These workers are to advance step by step in right lines. Christ has put it in our power to help him in various ways in advancing his cause in our world. We are to say, I am not my own. I have been bought with a price, and I must strive to reach the highest standard. I am under obligations to give myself, body, soul, and spirit, to God. Christ has put it out of my power to give him more than belongs to him.